This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I'm going to talk about something we're changing here in America. First, I do want to give you the election results just to let you know. Mm-hmm. Trump has been declared the winner by the AP with at least 277 electoral votes, several states still to be counted. Mm-hmm. Looks like the Republicans will have control of House and Senate, so it's going to be historic. Also here locally, South Carolina voted yes on you must be a citizen to vote. That was one of the questions we had. And it looks like no on the one penny per dollar sales tax that they were trying to get to fix roads. Yeah. So those are what we have so far as election results.
I'll just swerve around those potholes. I'm good.
Now, some people saying, wow, this is a historic change. There's another historic change that is happening right now and something far different, I guess, something to do with our romantic lives. Mm. I'm curious to know, when you're holding hands with someone, how do you do it?
Okay. Well, you interlock fingers. Okay. They say that's one of the most intimate ways.
Interesting you say that, because mm-hmm. that is the new thing. 30% of people say, it's about one out of three people, prefer holding hands with interlocked fingers. Mm-hmm. It used to be different. Boomers were more likely to hold hands cupped. You basically take all four of your fingers and then all four of their fingers and you don't interlock them.
Okay. How about the ones that just interlock the pinkies together?
Those are teenagers.
No.
I'm joking.
Aww. People too.
But they said, what is the preferred way of holding hands? One out of three like interlocked fingers, and they say it's the more intimate way to do it.
Yeah.
One out of five prefer cupped hands, and about 40% said they're fine with either one.
Growing up, I always thought, you go with a little girl next door. Uh-huh. You know, at school, you cup your hands.
Right.
But when you got serious, you interlocked.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That was a serious relationship when you were going together.
And here's the interesting thing is the results were similar for men and women. Where they differ was age.
Yeah.
So holding hands with interlocked fingers is more popular among younger generations. Hmm. And then the older generations are more familiar with the cupping hands whenever they hold them. So they're wondering now, is it a change that happens as you get older, or is it a generational change that the preferred method is changing over time? So either you start interlocked when you're young, and when you get old, you switch to cupped, or is everyone just switching to cupped now, and old people are still holding on to the old way?
I don't know.
I think it's that. I think it's changing to interlocked. Honestly, I feel like interlocked is, as odd as it sounds, more comfortable. But you do have to make sure you get the fingers in the right order.
Yeah.
Because if you get them in the wrong order, you're like, this is not right. My thumb's in the wrong place.
Yeah. Sometimes that pinky's just dangling for dear life on the outside.
Or one of the thumbs gets captured, like one of those thumb wrestling games. And you're like, this is not right.
But the cupped hand holding, sometimes the four fingers, you squeeze them too tight or something, and one person's got like their four fingers like in a square.
I mean, how do you not know how tight to squeeze?
Okay.
Well, I mean, it's not hard to know. I'm squeezing their fingers into a little ball.
No, it's like when you're cupping, sometimes you're like, and I'm not saying too hard. It's like even just mildly hard. Their hands like this, or their pinky and their index fingers going in or out.
So basically, it's because people can't figure out how hard to squeeze.
And when you're holding somebody's hand and your hand gets all sweaty, both of them, and like you got to take a break for a second, and then you wipe your hands off, you know, you're sitting there and you put them on your legs.
I mean, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's like you got to take a break from that. It's like, this is just getting too icky.
But how long? I mean, you have sweaty hands. That probably happens to you a lot when you connect.
That's what it is. You have sweaty hands.
It takes a little longer.
You have dry, rough, like...
Thank you.
That's exfoliating hands.
Well,
they're exfoliating the other
but
person.
But you got the calluses and stuff all over your hands that would feel like... Let's hold hands. Let me see what it feels like.
Pass. Tori, what do you think?
About what?
Which, what do you do?
I don't even know what the debate is.
We're talking about how you hold hands?
I don't know.
Were you in the bathroom from the beginning?
Y'all just started bickering, so I tuned out.
How do you and John hold hands? Interlock or cup?
Yeah, usually interlock.
I mean, do married people really hold hands anymore?
That's true. Now, of course, no one talked about the Walmart hand holding, which is where you put your hand in their back pocket.
Yeah, that was a phase.
Did any research on that?
But I will say, I think interlocking allows for more airflow, too. You're not as likely to get the sweaty hands because each finger's getting a little bit of air.
All right, I agree. Taking the step further, how about do you put your arm around the person while you're walking and your hips are hitting each other as you're walking sometimes?
I don't even like putting my arm around a person on a couch because my arm falls asleep and gets numb.
I agree with you. And you're like shoulders hurting after a little while.
Sometimes I'll lock my arm around John's arm or like hold on to
squeeze.
It kind of makes me feel like a princess. I'm like, I'm
arm.
Being led.
I thought you meant Nick.
So you interlock like the Wizard of Oz and they're skipping down the yellow brick road like the
That's it.
Okay. Is that what it
Nailed it. No, you've never just done that when you like
he's
she
got
grabs onto your arm kind of thing?
Oh, I got you.
You touch all that bicep and you're
that's cool, because you make a little gun real quick or a big gun if you can.
So he'll say, stop, I need to flex real quick.
Now, you're talking about putting your arm around their neck. That's another way you can hold hands, because then the girl puts her arm up with her hand on her shoulder with her elbow almost pointing straight out and takes his hand. I've seen people do that. I think.
I can't even.
Either that or they were contortionists.
Or how about piggyback rides? That'd be kind of cool. See that down Main Street? Piggyback rides with the girls on the guy's back. That's very intimate.
I saw that one time downtown, although they weren't happy.
Yeah, now if you get sweaty doing that, there's an issue.
You got to be careful. My friend lost her two front teeth that way.
Piggyback rides?
Yep. She jumped on the guy's back and they both fell forward and she knocked her two front teeth out.
I thought he took his head and went bam backwards and just knocked teeth out.
I might have seen your friend down. Was it downtown Greenville?
Yeah, Kate, I remember that story.
You remember, the guy and girl were arguing. And he turned to walk away from her because he just walked away.
Yeah.
She didn't like that. So she ran and jumped on his back. He just grabbed her and threw her over his back onto the side.
Like a wrestling move.
Oh, gosh, that's some WWE.
Kept walking.
What did she do?
I don't remember. She got up, but I don't think she... I don't remember if she ran off from... I don't know. We're all clapping still.
You know, you should have went over there going, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4.
I was scared of her. She was ready to fight.
Man. Yeah. Well, that was not what I was talking about, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I don't think they're holding hands.
Yeah, this is when you're in love with each other.
Yeah.
It is funny how when you first start out, all this stuff is so romantic, and as you get more into the relationship, you're like, you know, this is just not comfortable. Let's not do it anymore.
It's less romantic once you've been together for a while and more economical. Like, if we're out shopping together, John uses it to lead me away from places.
Oh.
Like, no, there's a sale. He's like, no, we're done.
He grabs your hand and pulls you.
He's like, let's go.
She's like, oh, he wants to hold my hand.
He's so sweet.
I will say also when you're laying down and you put your arm under their neck, and then you're like, it starts to fall asleep, and you're like, do I cut off my arm or do I wake him up? I mean, which is the nice thing to do
push
here?
Push him off the bed.
Okay, Katie, you have a violence thing going
on. I'm single, Tom.
You know
it's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, there are things out there that you see, and they are awesome no matter how many times you see it. Like, for example, I have watched the video of the spaceship from Elon Musk that goes up and comes back and lands right on that launch tower, and it wows me every time.
Aww. Yes, it is amazing.
It is an amazing thing. But there's also more simple things that are still amazing no matter how many times you see them. They leave you in awe. And they ask people about some of these. Mountains was mentioned. And there are times when you see mountains that are just simply phenomenal.
Yes.
Things like the Grand Canyon.
Sometimes coming home from work, then the skies are clear and you come down 385 going toward downtown. Mm-hmm. You'll see the mountains and they're just so blue. That's why they call it the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Thank you. I always wondered.
Yeah, okay. It's really a pretty view.
I think every time you see like the ocean, you go and you stand there and you're like, man, it's so massive. And the waves are rolling in. You can feel the breeze and the sense of awe.
Then you get stung.
Oh, by what?
Jellyfish.
Oh, gosh, Cato. You need to avoid those. Thunderstorms can be pretty awe-inspiring.
I agree. There's nothing like that. Thunder rolling.
Okay.
Yeah, and then light sprinkle starts.
During the night, and you just hear the rain.
Oh, that's such a pleasant sound.
Love that.
This one's interesting. Fall foliage. Or foliage, I guess, is the correct pronunciation. And for me, that's kind of funny because you're basically looking at the trees. The leaves are dying. It's almost like going to old folks' home and you're like, oh, look at all those cute little wrinkled people that are about to die.
Oh, she's yellow.
He's orange.
It's horrible, man.
Tom started it.
I know. I was afraid I was going to yell that. Instead, you took it deeper.
But you do take a drive and you go to the, you know, up Caesar's Head or something and see all the leaves change. It's beautiful.
You don't have to go that far.
Yeah.
Just go out North Main area toward Travelers or just going toward Travelers Rest. All the trees are still are beautiful already.
I saw Kato look out our window. I'm like, no, ours are still green.
No, I did because I guess we're further south. There's some red over there, but
they're evergreens. I don't know.
You hate it when the leaves start falling and they're all in your yard.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Of course, I got trees in my yard now because of the storm.
If you get outside of a big city and look up into the clear night sky, it can be awe-inspiring. Mm-hmm. We got so much light pollution here, you don't really get that. You get a haze. But when you're in the mountains and you just look up, it is a magnificent thing.
Yeah, one time I was in the desert and we did like this camping trip. And so far away from anything else, I lived in Arizona at the time, millions of stars, nothing like I'd ever seen before in my life.
Okay.
But nowadays, you know, I can look up, I can see about six because of the pollution, like Tom said.
Along those lines, a beautiful sunrise or sunset. Now, I don't see many rises, but sometimes we do out the window here. We got the blinds closed
a lot.
Yeah, but we're more likely to see the rising of the sun because we are on the East Coast. So if you go to the beach, you see it rise.
That's what someone was telling me the other day. Oh, you've never seen a sunset until you've seen a West Coast sunset. And I was like, I see sunsets every day. That's good.
True of parties, too.
Well, the thing is,
ain't no party like a West Coast party because West Coast party don't stop. You don't know that?
You're not going what?
I don't know.
Okay.
Just keep going.
They mentioned watching an airplane take off. There is something amazing about that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, even no matter how many times you see it, you're like, dang, that thing is going up in the sky.
Yeah,
I just hate that feeling of knowing when I'm on the plane.
Well,
you know, and then when it lands and that, you know, the big things come out and goes... and you start bouncing around.
And you press your feet to the floor like, I'm going to help you stop.
Yeah, it's not awe-inspiring for me then. I'm like, I'm just scared to death.
Somehow you manage to take away the awe from that.
Yes.
They say a heavy snowfall can be beautiful when it first happens before you get all the mud
nastiness. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then to think that every snowflake looks different. You know, you put the snowflakes under microscopes and stuff, and they show you how everyone...
I tried that. They kept melting.
Think about the millions, billions, trillions of snowflakes that have fallen, and no one shape looks the same.
Who's checked that, really?
Yeah, I don't know if I believe that, but it makes good snow cream. I like to take the snow that's falling.
Don't do the yellow snow.
I was going to say the lemon flavor.
It's banana.
You're nasty.
You're able to take the most beautiful things in the world and cheapen them here.
Yes.
It's
sorbet.
A skill.
She is nasty, y'all.
One person said, my wife's beautiful face.
Oh.
That one, I think they were just going for the bonus
points. Brownie points. You want to shout out and tell them what their names were?
No. Then there was some weird honorable mentions. They said watching slow motion videos of things like dogs drinking water is fascinating. I saw a video the other night that was, I'm assuming, a like animation of DNA working. And I know it sounds boring, but the way this animation was would have made school a lot better because it was fascinating. This thing wrapped around this DNA string, and then all of a sudden, it's like a zipper unzipping. And it was pretty fascinating to think that's going on inside our bodies.
Yeah, much like snowflakes, we don't really know.
Well, they have microscopes.
Awe-inspiring when that waiter or waitress brings your big plate of food out, and you're dying of hunger, and just puts it right in your face.
Well, a good steak would look, that would work for me.
You see that in slow motion?
But you better hurry, though. You got to speed that one up.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys are giving me side eye on the dog lapping and stuff, but think about, too, like when they show the horses running in slow motion.
Well, that's different.
Those things are fascinating.
How about a baby being born?
That's in slow motion?
Honestly.
You better hustle it up.
Yeah. Sorry about that, girls.
No. Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I was telling you, today is Nacho Day.
It's Nacho Election Day. That was yesterday.
Yes, that is correct. But it is Nacho Day. You can go celebrate with some nachos somewhere. This is very interesting, doing some research, because they had a poll and they found that we must love our nachos. 80% approval rating is good enough to make nachos one of our favorite Mexican food.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not.
I think nachos, I mean, it's an appetizer a lot of times, but it is so many choices of how you load it up and what you pick on it.
Chicken, beef.
I'm saying beef. Even after the nacho comes out, you can still kind of pick what things you want to be on your nacho.
Well, they were asking about favorite Mexican food. They didn't put tacos on the list because everybody says tacos is their favorite Mexican food.
Why wouldn't they have put it on there?
I think because that is the favorite.
Well, then that's what you would have had, is a list with tacos.
It's kind of like when you are saying, like, hey, tell me someone you like to talk to that is dead now, but you can't use anybody in the Bible because everybody always says Jesus or something. It's like, so they're going, automatically, tacos are off because that is everybody's favorite.
Huh. Well, why not say this is the list of everyone's favorite Mexican foods except for nachos or tacos or whatever it
is. Okay, because I didn't say it that way.
It's just stupid. That's dumb.
Here's what I will do.
Yeah.
Tacos is everybody's favorite Mexican food. Nachos was number two on the list, believe it or not.
I believe it. You just said it.
Yeah. 80% of us like nachos.
That's because it's good. You can pick and choose what you want.
I already said that. Burritos. 79% of the people said that was their favorite Mexican restaurant food.
A burrito is good. And I like the chimichanga, which is basically a fried burrito. Oh,
that was not even mentioned. The chimichanga was not on here.
Chimichanga.
Yes.
Do you have the top five?
Yeah.
Okay, because I pulled up this list. I saw that earlier, and chimichanga was number eight, I believe.
Well, I couldn't find the full list.
But
I just Googled that. I'm like, they got to be top 10.
It's at the bottom. Oh, usually there's a little link you can click on.
Oh, I didn't do that.
Yeah, I guess not.
So quesadillas was number three, 77%.
God, have mercy on his soul.
Fajitas.
Okay, just stop.
No, quesadillas, they were number three. three, and then the fajitas, which I do love in the Mexican restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
When they bring them out, it's like,
sizzling plate,
and
you get a facial.
Yeah, and that big, it is almost like you're in a sauna, because if they pass by close enough to your table, you get that steam from the fajitas.
And they set it down, and they're always like, hot plate, don't touch it. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I am. And then I'm like, ow, why'd I do that?
Well, the fajitas, they're still cooking.
What's
so crazy
like it.
Is that they touch it. So you're like, it can't be that hot. And you're like, they got gloves or something built in.
And then number five was salsa. That's their favorite Mexican food.
That's kind of a pathetic choice for food.
I agree.
I don't know, though. Have you ever had that the blackened salsa from Senior Salsa?
Shouldn't you at least call it chips and salsa?
Gosh, I think I could fill up on that. It's so good.
I'll say this. Salsa sometimes can disappoint, because it's different at every Mexican restaurant. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of consistencies there, because sometimes you'll get salsa. You put it in there, and you get the chip, get it all around in the salsa bath that you're having. And you take a bite, and it tastes like dishwater.
Ew. Yes.
And I'm like, that is salsa dishwater right there. And you're like, I don't want that.
Yeah. I don't know if sometimes it's like old cilantro or something that throws it off.
I think it is the cilantro that gives it the dishwater taste. I'm not even joking.
It's like, could you imagine being at the sink and you got dishwater with bubbles there and you're dipping your nachos that?
But it is a thing. Some people have a gene that turns it makes it taste like soap in their mouth.
That's the way it is for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like cilantro.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
I don't like celery or cilantro or hardly any foods I can think of that start with cel.
Now, this one surprised me because he said, top five most popular dishes of all types. These are all types. Number one was chocolate chip cookies.
I hate cookies.
All right, let's not get into that. Yeah.
We know, Ken. Yeah. We know.
Now, I don't believe this either. Number two was lasagna. 82% said lasagna, favorite foods of all time.
Pizza should have been number one.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's just a universal. Anyone picks up a slice of pizza and likes it.
But if I go to an Italian restaurant, I'm most likely going to get lasagna.
Right, but you're just talking about favorite.
I see. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like lasagna can be not so great sometimes.
Sometimes it can be bad.
Great or it can be not so great.
Exactly. Yeah.
Most popular dishes of all types, bacon and eggs, number three. 80% of the people saying that.
Bacon and eggs?
Bacon and eggs.
See, I prefer sausage.
I'd like
Jimmy
omelet.
Dean sausage on the side.
Sometimes it's the eggs. They're too eggy.
Number four, nachos. 80% of the people said nachos.
I feel like we had this conversation.
Yes. I'm going to have a nervous breakdown.
And then number five was spaghetti and meatballs.
Oh, wow. That's kids voting.
Where's hamburgers? Where's french fries?
Chicken nuggets.
Yes.
Okay.
Lobster.
Lobster, I think. There's people who just don't like it, so it's kind of interesting. It's expensive
like it.
And it's special, but you got weirdos who don't like it.
It's really good when you dip it and get all the butter stuff on it, and then you can barely even taste the lobster, but you taste all the butter.
I
That's
love
good.
The lobster taste. It's like a scallop. It's got a sweetness to it.
It's the texture. It's kind of like, you know, when they show you the videos of like what your fat looks like? Like, this is your fat.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's like that jiggly thing. It's like when you bite into a lobster, that's what I feel like I'm biting into.
No, it doesn't. Fat's got that gristly taste. Lobster's nice and perfectly munchy.
Now, I know people that love crab legs but don't like the lobster because
I just don't like the work.
I love crab legs too.
I enjoy the work on the
oysters. We've talked about that before. I don't like slurping on those. Yes.
Ooh, they're so good. I don't even care.
I do like them steamed though. I don't like them.
It's like, what part of the clam was that? That's the clam's throat is what
it's
that was.
It's not a clam. It's an oyster.
Well, an oyster, whatever it is.
Clams are good.
You open up that little mouth, and that's what it is. It's just a big old clam loogie is what that is.
It's an oyster.
An oyster loogie, sorry. Yeah,
clams are a whole different thing.
Mm-hmm. You got to add a saltine cracker and some cocktail sauce to it.
I know. Cocktail sauce makes it.
And, you know, cocktail sauce can be different in different restaurants.
Well, you cover up the taste is what you do. Same thing you do with a salad. You drown it with ranch dressing. You don't want to taste the vegetables.
There is no taste to the vegetables.
I'm eating healthy. A big salad and a whole bottle of ranch.
Light ranch.
It's called balance.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Of course, we're talking about the election. When it comes to voting, apparently your doctors might have an influence on you. A study suggests that whether a doctor is a Democrat or Republican can affect patient care.
Interesting.
Yeah. And they did this, I guess, a bunch of universities research. They looked up voters' registration records and linked more than like 20,000 primary care physicians to their party affiliation, Republican, Democrat, or whatever.
Okay.
They surveyed more of these, all these doctors about how they'd react to different scenarios that might come up during a routine physical.
All right. So they basically said, are you Republican or are you Democrat? Yep. And then they asked them what they would do.
Doctors of both parties reacted about the same to patients with depression, alcohol abuse, and other similar health issues.
Okay.
But Republicans and Democrat doctors, they differed in some other areas, which you might can imagine what they were.
I can't actually.
Abortion, marijuana use, gun use. And Republican doctors were 47% more likely to urge patients to cut back on their extracurricular activities when it comes to marijuana. The Democrat doctors were 66% more likely to urge patients of small children not to store guns in the home.
Why would a doctor even talk about that? Yeah,
exactly. Well, I mean, look at you. When you go in to see our doctor, we have the same doctor. You talk about all kinds of stuff, and you share TMI with him all the time.
There's no sharing TMI with your doctor.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we don't ever talk about what I should or shouldn't do with something that's not medical. We just chat.
Yeah. Okay, but you do chat about politics and stuff,
right,
don't you?
Right, but
he
doesn't tell me who I should vote for.
Well, I know they didn't say that. They're just talking about these issues that come up on both sides of the political parties, and the doctors have their opinion, and they share that with the patient.
I do love the idea of you going through this long thing with your doctor, and at the end, the doctor's just like, okay, that was too much. That's gross.
Yeah.
I need a minute.
Uh-huh.
But you know what? I see Dr. Sain, then one of his big things is you need to be honest with your doctor. They're not going to tell on you, I don't think, unless I'm planning on murdering someone. They might have to do that.
Yeah.
But they're not going to judge you harshly. They basically are there to try to help you be healthy.
Well,
I don't believe that judging part. I've seen some eyebrows raised sometimes where I was like, okay.
Oh, you know, too. And Cato's told us he's got friends that when you're on an operating table, they're talking about you and saying
stuff. Oh, they're talking about you. They're dancing.
Uh-huh.
They like it better if you're completely out. Because some people have surgeries where they're just in and out.
Yeah.
They don't put them completely down. And they don't like those.
Nothing.
They have to turn the music off.
You think about the doctor and their political views and how, you know, when the different parties obviously have different belief systems. And so they're going to give you different care because they have thoughts about these extracurricular activities when it comes to maybe drinking, smoking, whatever.
What care is different? They're just giving you advice.
I feel like your political beliefs should not get into the medical field, period.
And I don't think that they generally do. I don't think that, I mean, what
gun
you're talking
control.
About, but that doesn't have anything to do with the doctor part.
I don't know. He gets to fill my guns when I walk in there.
There you go.
Look at these guns right here.
He's like, oh, it's all right, now cough.
That hurt.
Those are not guns, Tom.
That's my ammunition.
I mean, you know that like, different political parties believe or normally go along with different belief systems as well.
Okay. I mean, the only one that makes any sense to me is abortion, because that one's going to affect what he does or doesn't have to do.
I was going to say, maybe it's not that he's judging you on who you're voting for, the doctor.
No, not at all.
But the fact that because he is Democrat, he's going to do health care differently than a Republican
well,
doctor.
I know that's what he's saying, but I don't
I just figured it out.
I understand why, but I don't think it's going to make a difference on anything that's what I would consider doctor's care. Advice about storing guns isn't medical.
But you might get on that topic and they comment about it. Or let's leave it more so with like marijuana, booze, stuff like that.
Okay, so you're saying a Republican doctor is a little bit more likely to go, hey, you shouldn't drink so much, or hey, you shouldn't smoke that. So what? It's not like it's changing his care.
And the Democrat doctor's going, let's party!
Yeah. You need a drink? I got one in the cabinet over here with this.
Well, I'm just giving you, this is the research that I discovered, I stumbled on, and a lot of universities have done some research on it.
We're so divided as a nation, why don't we just divide the doctors? Hey, you go to a Democratic doctor,
you know,
to a Republican doctor, look for the red building, not the one with three red dots. That's a different doctor.
When you do like your research on what doctor to see. What was it?
The three red dots. That's the liquor store.
Oh.
That's another doctor.
That's where you go after the doctor appointment.
That doctor might give you some different advice. He's like, all right, I think you need some Fireball.
I bet you'll feel better leaving the three dot doctor than you would. your regular doctor.
I read there's some tequila with some health benefits in it, so.
Yeah. It didn't do anything good for the worm.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.